Thank you, Mike. And joining us here this morning, Deputy U.S. Marshal Jeff White. Okay, we didn't have 15 captures this past week, so I guess you're back down to what, regular speed limit?
Yeah, we're slowing down a little bit. I guess the season's over, fugitive season's over, and we're just going to move into something else. Maybe a little bit of spring or summer would be nice.
Hey, I would never accuse you of slowing down, Jeff.
Oh, yeah, it's going to happen eventually, but I'm not quite there yet.
Right, that's great. All right, so it's time for us to once again post a fugitive of the week up onto the board. Who are we looking for this week?
This week we're looking for Zachary Alexander Sutton. He's wanted on a couple of Stratford County arrest warrants on bail violations on two charges of second-degree assault and simple assault. One of these assaults was, I think they're both on children or...
Ooh.
I'm not sure of the ages, but one was by strangulation, and one, I believe, was a headbutt.
Oh, my goodness.
He's, yeah, kind of an interesting guy. He's only 29 years of age, but 6'3", 200 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes, tattoo on his chest and on both forearms.
Mm-hmm.
He's last known, he has ties to both Rochester, New Hampshire, and Berwick, Maine.
Okay.
I believe he's probably living across the border over in Berwick, Maine. I think his last employer was a roofing and renovation company out of Lebanon, Maine. But we're just trying to track him down or to get him to turn himself in. He's got quite the criminal history, burglary, drug use, absconding, and assaultive behavior. So we've marked him up as violent tendencies based on the underlying charges and his criminal history. Hopefully somebody recognizes Mr. Sutton and can reach out and point us in the right direction, or Mr. Sutton can reach out and say, hey, I want to do the right thing, so where do I go and when do I do it? So that's what we're hoping.
That would be the ideal situation. And before we post Fugitive of the Week, you usually do a little, all right, let's check one more time here, we'll check one more time there, and kind of do a little pre-work.
Oh, absolutely. We've definitely worked on this a little bit. We thought we were going to get him to surrender last week. He's made that decision pretty clear that he doesn't want to do that. But
Okay. Hopefully
the added pressure on him, his family, and friends will force him to do the right thing and say, all right, he needs to take care of this. It's not going to go away. Whether you're living in Maine or New Hampshire, you're still subject to arrest. So, you know, why not do it on your schedule when it's convenient for you versus, hey, you're going to get arrested Friday afternoon at 3:30, you know, when you get stopped on the way home from work. And
right.
You're going to spend the weekend in jail at least.
Yeah.
Turn yourself in, you get a much better chance of getting back out. So
that'd be great.
We just try to encourage people to do the right thing.
Right. And in the meantime, if anybody does have any information, you know, because of the violent tendencies, do not try to approach yourself. Leave this up to the guys that do this all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. If you see him, you know, and you need a quick response, definitely reach out, call 911 and let them know, hey, I see this guy. I know he's the fugitive of the week. They can look it up and they can go intercept him. Or if you just have information as to where he might be living, working, vehicle he's driving, anything like that, you can reach out to us at our main number at 603-225-1632. Or go right on the poster. We have a link that's labeled web tip. That'll send an anonymous email.
Mm-hmm.
Or text the word NHTIP followed by any information to the phone number TIP411. And as I always say, completely anonymous. We don't need your name and phone number and information. You don't need to testify against Mr. Sutton. It's all about just getting him back before a judge so he can deal with his bail violations. If he does it on his own, there's a good chance he'll get back out. If he doesn't do it on his own, there's a good chance he'll stay in jail. So those are the options he has.
Right. And we can help. Just like we do every single Wednesday. It's the Fugitive of the Week. Deputy U.S. Marshal Jeff White, as always, thank you so much. I will post this interview and Mr. Sutton's picture up on our website. And I hope you have a nice middle-of-the-road week.
I hope so, too. It'd be so nice to be relaxed for a little while. Good God.
Just for a little while, anyway.
Just a little while. Like, the phone doesn't need to ring 4,000 times. The email doesn't need to ding all night long.
Yep.
You know, I just want to sleep.
That's
great.
You
know, it'd be really good for me.
It's not a bad objective. Not at all.
I know. It's very simple.
Deputy U.S. Marshal Jeff White, thank you so much, brother. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Patrick.
It's the Fugitive of the Week. Right here in the Pulse of New Hampshire's Morning Information Center.